Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Almighty God. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you have already done. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do. And Lord God, I just ask you to open up our eyes that we may be able to see into the spiritual realm. Lift the blindness, lift the scale from over our eyes. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And that is what I'm going to be talking about. We're going to, for the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be talking about spiritual blindness. Spiritual blindness. In other words, we're asking God to open up our eyes. Spiritual blindness. And I believe that we living in a time right now, not just this word is not just for agape, but it's for the body of Christ. The body of Christ, the spiritual blindness is over many God's people's eyes. They're not seeing clearly. They are looking at situation and circumstance through their natural eyes. And it looked bleak. A lot of things look bleak. A lot of things look troublesome. A lot of things just don't add up. Yes, when you look at it in the natural eyes. But guess what? When you look at it through the eyes of Jesus, when you look at it through his eyes and see it the way that he sees it, then I guess you can say it's going to be all right. Matter of fact, I know you can say it's going to be all right. So that's what we want to do. We want God to help us to lift the scale from over our eyes that we can see into the spiritual realm. Don't worry about what you see in the natural, because that's disturbing. It's frustrated. It's frustration there. Uncertain. But when we can look at it through the eyes of Jesus and see it from his point of view, see it the way that he sees, guess what? We'll get that let's go. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. So that's what we're going to be focused on for the next couple weeks here in this series, spiritual blindness. And you know, just before we dig in, you know, while we're so, many people in the body of Christ is spiritual blinded, stay with me. A lack of the word. A lack of the word. It's a decimate. It's a lack of word that we have. Deficit. It's a deficit. We don't have the word in us. When situation and circumstance comes up, we try to figure it out in the natural. We try to figure it out. But if we had the word, if we was full of the word, stay with me now. If we are full of the word, immediately our mind would go to what Jesus said about the situation and circumstance. But because there's a word deficit, that's what I'm trying to say. Because of the word deficit, we're trying to figure it out. And we're making wrong choices and wrong decisions. My encouragement to you, get in the word. Get in the word. If you was here on yesterday doing our prayer section and the discipleship class, we're going to do something to help people to get the word. If you don't get the word in your spirit, if you don't learn the word, it's not going to be my fault. And I'm not going to say it on tape. What we decided to do to help you, we're going to make it available to you. So you can get the CDs and the videos if you like, and just saturate your mind with the word. So when situation and circumstance arrive, come up, automatic, the word gonna flow, and you can make right choice, right decision every time. Guess what? I would like to say this here, and I'll take it even that far. It'll be zero failure in your life. I'll say it again. Zero failure in your life. You can't go wrong making your decision off the word of God. Come on now. Let's go to the book of King. And we're gonna work this thing. We're going to work with it just a little bit. Let's go to the book of King. And I was reading that 2 Kings chapter 6. Let's read from verse 14 to 17. And I read it in a different translation there and everything. But I like the Message Bible. So I'm going to be reading from the Message Bible. Follow along on the screen. That's from the King James Version right there. But this is the Message Bible. And notice what it says right here. It said, then he dispatches horses and chariots and an impressive fighting force. They came by night and surrounded the city. Verse 15, early in the morning, a servant of the holy man got up and went out surprised. Horses and chariots surrounded the city. The young man explained, oh, master, what shall we do? He was looking at it in the natural now, and the chariots and the horses were surrounding him. Stay with me now. 17, 16. Elijah told him, these are his words. He said, don't worry about it. There are more on our side than on their side. 17. Then Elijah prayed, oh God, open his eyes and let him see. Because he was looking at the situation and the circumstance with his natural eyes. And he was all upset. He was confused and he was worried. But when Elijah told him that, don't worry about that. You look at it this way, through the eyes of Jesus. Then Elijah prayed, oh God, open his eyes, let him see. The eyes of the young man was open, and he saw a wonder. The whole mountainside full of horses and chariots of fire surrounded Elijah. It was more with them than it was with they. When we begin to see things from God's perspective, from his point of view, I want you to know it'll change your outlook at life right there. And that's what we need to do. And see, that is one reason now that the enemy tried to blind our eyes from the truth. To keep you looking at situation and circumstance through the eyes of the natural eyes in your body. But when we look at it from the spiritual perspective, from the spiritual side, we see it the way that God sees it. Let's go. Let me do this here. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 4 and 18. So praise the Lord if you got it. All right. I hear them pages turning. You know, that's a beautiful sound to hear. Pages are turning. That's letting me know you're searching, you're seeking, you want to get to that place called there. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 18. Watch what it says. It said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. That's what we have to look at. For the things which we see with these natural eyes, they're going to change. It's not going to stay the same. So we cannot base our decision, base our thoughts, base our lives on what we see in the natural there. But we have to look at it in the spiritual realm. And the enemy will try his best to keep you blinded from the spiritual side of things. And because of word deficit, we don't have the word to compare what we see in the natural. So if you got the word in you, you can see it through the eyes of Jesus. And that lets you know it's going to be all right. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it feel like, no matter what it seemed like, you know you have the victory in Christ Jesus when you look at it through the eyes of Jesus. And that's what we need to do, switch our focus. But we cannot do that without having the word on the inside of us. It's a word deficit in a lot of the men and women that love Jesus in the body of Christ. They don't have enough word to make a real good choice, a real good decision based upon the word of God, because the word of God is not there. So that's a challenge to you and I to keep from being spiritual blinded. Guess what? We need to get in the word. We need to get in the word. We need to learn what God says about situation and circumstance. We need to know what the boss say about everything pertaining to life and death. And he already done showed us and told us and guided us through the word. While we look not at the thing that are seen, we can't look at it. I can't look out there and base my feeling on what I see in the natural. But I look at it in the spiritual realm, and we got to set out more chairs. We got to set out more chairs for the crowd, for the capacity of the peoples there. I look at it through the eyes of Jesus. And just believe, it won't be this way always. Come on now. And you have to believe it by faith. You have to walk in it by faith and see it through the eyes of Jesus. I want to see it the way he sees. He's telling us in the scriptures right here, and we just read. Let's look at it again. While we look not at the thing which are seen, he's telling us, don't look at that. Don't look at your husband. Don't look at your children. Don't look at your grandkids, because they're acting up. They're not lining up. Look at it through the eyes of Jesus. Look at it. I see my granddaughters, my grandson, they serving Jesus. They being all that they can be in the kingdom of God. No matter what they're doing, no matter what they are, how they are acting, I see them through the eyes of Jesus. And when we look at it that way, it is finished. It is finished. Let's stay focused on him. Is that for the things which are seen are temporary. It's temporarily because they're going through stages. They're going through their little peers, adolescent. They are going through that, and certain things are going to take place. Certain things is going to happen. But just keep on teaching and training and development. They'll turn out all right.